How much fun have you had gelling with your teammates during the spring here?
I've had a lot of fun, man. The biggest thing I've learned about Philadelphia since being here is just a very competitive team. You know, everything we've done from lifting weights to individual drills with the O-line, just anything we've done, it seems like everything's been competitive, you know, and they keep up with everything here just as far as competing.
What did you know about Philly before you came here?
I mean, I knew a lot. You know, I was actually a big Philadelphia Eagle fan when I was in middle school, you know, back when they had Trotter and, you know, guys like Brian Dawkins, those guys. You know, I paid a lot of attention to them then. You know, I definitely was a big fan back then.
So what's it like now being part of that defense, wreaking havoc in the middle of there with Fletcher Cox?
Man, it's crazy, man. You know, I'm just trying to get it back to where it was, you know. And I mean, we had a great defense before I got here. You know, we had some pretty good players. I'm just trying to add into the mix and just be another one.
How does this scheme fit your skill set?
I think it fits it perfectly. You know, Coach Schwartz just does a great job of just turning his big guys loose up front, you know, and I think it's just fits perfect for us. You know, I think we had the perfect four guys up front. And, I mean, just the group, just all of us, you know, the whole seg, not just the front four.
Do you think about what if you were able to use that first-up quickness in a scheme like this throughout your entire career up to this point, as opposed to being in the two-gap scheme you were in Baltimore?
I was talking to Bradham the other day, and I was telling him, and I was like, this is really my first time ever playing in a 4-3. You know, in high school, I played in a 3-4. In college, I played in a 3-4, basically. And, I mean, it's just my first time ever being told to just go. You know, and there's still things that I'm learning. There's still a lot of things that I can get better at. So it just don't matter how many good plays I make in practice. You know, I figure out a way to humble myself. And Coach Chris does a great job at humbling me and making sure I understand that I still have work to do.
He's pretty active out there on the field. I think he's humbling everyone who's out there.
24/7, not just on the field, meetings. He probably like that in his sleep, man. You know, but that's just him, you know, and I love that about him. You know, he coaches hard, you know, he get the most out of his guys.
How difficult is it when you do get in the backfield against the offensive line, you're not able to get to the quarterback?
Right.
You can't touch the quarterback because of the big red jersey.
Right, you know, definitely him, man. You got to protect number 11, you know. That's a special guy.
That is true, yes.
He's a special guy, man. He's going to get us where we need to go, you know. So it's just a matter of just locking in on the little things, especially when we have our individual periods, you know, and paying good attention and detail then, you know. At the end of the day, we're all pros, you know, and we wouldn't have been here if we couldn't get to the quarterback in the first place, you know.
What will be your time like? How you spend the time between the end of mini camp and being training camp?
Training harder than ever. You know, I plan to make these 5 weeks here. I plan to train harder than I ever did. You know, these are very important to, you know, not just my future, you know, just my career, everything, you know. So I got to go harder than I ever have these 5 weeks.